I just can't help wondering, Margaret.
What about, Charlie?
How many parents who can't do anything with their kids can never do anything with themselves either.
And meet the Ruggles, starring Charlie Ruggles. They're your neighbors and mine. There's Charlie, his wife Margaret, and the children, Sharon, 18, Chuck, 16, and the twins, Donna and Donald. They're 9. They live just on the block from you and across the street from me. Let's see what's happening to them today.
Oh, it's 5 a.m. at the Ruggles house. I hope that's not too early for you. Yesterday, a little problem developed. Charlie had to take a driver's test for his new license. He flunked it. Then Margaret met a policeman, and she found out her driver's license had expired, too. Now Sharon and Chuck are the only drivers in the family, and they're at school all day. Let's join the Ruggles now and see how Charlie's schedule solves the family's transportation problem.
Good morning, Charlie.
You know, Margaret, you've got a cruel streak. Turning the electric blanket to high is no way to wake a man up.
Well, it did the job. You're here.
Yeah, sure, but I feel like that bacon frying over there. Crisp.
What's everybody doing up in the middle of the night?
It's 5 a.m., dear.
That's what I said. What's everybody doing up in the middle of the night?
We have a little problem, Sharon. You remember who's going to drive whom, where, and when?
Oh, gosh, I forgot. Hey, what's Chuck doing over there at the table? He's asleep.
Yeah, he certainly is. And with his head in the cereal bowl, his crew cut looks like shredded wheat. Hey, Chuck, come on, boy. Now, wake up. Wake up, son.
I don't think it's good for a growing boy to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it's not too easy for senior citizens, either.
No. Donald, Donna, come eat your breakfast.
Okay, Mom.
Oh, my. Somebody left the gate open. There's a stampede.
Boy, Mom, can we get up at 5 o'clock every morning? This is fun.
It sure is. I just turned on the television set. They've got a terrific movie on the late show.
Everybody sit down and eat, please. We've got a stiff schedule ahead of us.
All right, sit down, everybody. Sit down. Come on, Chuck. Now wake up. Now, come on. Get your head out of that bowl, will you?
Pass the sugar, Dad, and I'll pour some milk over his head. Crew cutting bananas.
Just try it, Smarty. Anyway, I wasn't asleep. I was just thinking.
It's sort of nice being up this early.
Doesn't your father look comfy with his head on my shoulder?
Just look over there at that sunrise.
Looks like a great big red bloodshot eye.
Chuck, you don't have any soul. You just don't have an eye for beauty. Oh, it's lovely.
If we get to do all this riding every morning, do you suppose Pop could fix up the record player so it'll work in the car?
You and Donald will be able to do some of your homework on the way to school.
Boy, Donna, when are you going to learn to keep quiet?
Yeah, I'm a regular blabbermouth.
Charles, you better wake up. Dear, we're almost there.
Hey, Pop, come on, wake up.
What's going on? Where are we? Where are we going? What is that shining over there?
That's the sunrise, dear. Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, my. Looks like a great big red bloodshot eye.
Father, you just don't...
Sharon.
Hey, Chuck. Chuck, you're speeding, boy, now. You're passing those cars on the right so fast they look like they're standing still.
Well, they are, Pop. They're parked.
Are they? Oh,
here's the Williams Company, dear.
Oh, fine. Ah, now I'm all right, then. Now, let's see what time it is, just for fun, Well, what do you know about that? 6:48.
ETA.
Huh? What's that?
ETA, that's flying talk. Estimated time of arrival, 6:50.
Oh, Roger, over and out.
Well, there's one consolation, dear. You're certainly getting to work bright and early.
Early, yes, but bright I don't feel. Thank you for the nap, Margaret.
You needed it, dear.
Now remember, Chuck and Sharon, the schedule for the whole week is right there where I taped it on the windshield. You follow that and everything will work out like a charm.
Okay,
Papa.
Okay,
all right.
Bye, dear. Bye.
Good morning, everybody.
What time does the schedule show that Donald and me get to school?
Well, 7:45, right after I leave off Sharon.
7:45? Holy cow! We've got to find some place to hide, Donna.
What on earth for?
If the other kids find out about it, They'll think Donald and me are trying out for teacher's pet.
Well, now, there's nothing wrong with having a teacher like you and her thinking you're two very industrious children.
Oh, yes, there is, Mom. Miss Quincy likes Marvin Watson. And last week, she kissed him. She got lipstick all over his nose. Yeah.
And what's more, she moved his seat right next to her desk.
Don't try to reason with the mother. Children are all alike. They never understand what's good for them.
Yeah, it's a motorcycle cop. I wonder what he wants.
Oh, pull over to the side, Chuck. How fast were you going, dear?
35, right on the nose.
You weren't speeding.
Don't worry, Chuck. When he comes up, I'll let him have it right in the kisser with my water pistol.
Don't you dare. And what are you doing taking it to school anyway?
Hey, maybe you'd better let me talk to him, Chuck. He's real cute.
Now then, everyone be calm. I'm sure there's some logical explanation.
Oh, Mom, if Mr. Davis hears about this, I'm sunk.
Let me see your driver's license, son.
Well, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right away, sir. I've got it in my wallet.
What seems to be the trouble, officer?
It's a piece of paper in your windshield, ma'am. It's against the law having anything like that there. That's obstruction to your vision. Might cause you to have an accident.
And here's my license, sir.
This isn't your license. That's a girl's picture. Mighty pretty, too.
Oh, gee, it was in my wallet next to... Well, here's my license. Oh, gosh, that one's Betty. The license must be here. Oh, here it is.
Oh, that piece of paper is our schedule, officer. But we'll take it off right away.
Well, all right, then. I intended to give you just a warning. Here's your license, son. You can go.
Well, thank you, officer. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, officer. This family's had enough trouble with the police for 1 week.
Oh? Trouble with the police? Maybe we better talk this over.
Donna, you're a blabbermouth.
Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, boss. Mr. Williams.
This is quite a surprise. First time anybody's beaten me to work in years.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I know how much pride you take in getting to work before anyone else.
Don't be, my boy. Warms the cockles of my heart to see you here.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir. You've put your finger on one of the most important problems management has.
I have?
Yes, sir. How to get an honest day's work for an honest day's wages. You're giving full measure, my boy, and it touches me.
Oh.
My cup runneth over.
Speaking of cups, Mr. Williams, would you like me to get you some coffee?
Let's make this a real red letter day, Charles. I'm going down to the cafeteria with you. We'll have a cup of coffee together.
Oh, wonderful.
I always knew you had the stuff, Charles. You're my best man, and don't think I don't appreciate it.
Oh, well, I thank you, Mr. Williams, thank you.
Come on, we're going to have a cup of coffee together.
Fine.
Remember the old saying, the early bird gets the worm.
Yes, Mr. Worm, Mr. Williams, I will...
Donna! Donald, turn that television set down.
Okay. Gee, Mom, when's supper? I'm so hungry I could eat spinach.
Well, that's one of the ones we're having, dear. Turn that television down.
It's almost 7 o'clock. We never eat this late.
It's not.
We will be for a while. More, Donald. That's better.
I'll get it, Mom. It's probably Sally. Hello? Oh, hello, Sally. I can't talk long. We haven't had supper yet. Well, we just decided not to have it at 6 o'clock anymore.
Hello, everybody. Well, I did it. Here's Pop.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, my gracious.
Hi, Pop.
Oh, you look tired, dear. Chuck, hang up your father's hat and coat.
Oh, I'd rather he hung me up, Margaret.
Donna, get your father's slippers.
Sure, Mom.
Sit down here, Charles.
All right.
Donald, get your father the paper there.
Mm. Here are your slippers and the paper.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, kids. It's almost worth getting up at 5 o'clock for, this is.
How was your day?
Well, I made quite an impression on Mr. Williams today. It seems he admires my eagerness and my drive. Now I'm probably stuck with getting to work early in the morning permanently.
Oh, dear. You mean you didn't tell him why it happened?
Oh, no, I couldn't, no. He was singing my praises so loudly I didn't dare come up with a sour note, you know.
Gee, can you talk a little softer? We can't hear what they're saying in this movie.
Oh, gee, Mom, we better sit down and eat. Mr. Davis is coming here at 7:30, and you know how prompt he is.
Now, Chuck, I think maybe you better call that off. Your mother and I really don't need driving lessons.
Pop, I can't call it off now. Lee thinks it's a terrific idea.
He does?
Well, sure. He's going to organize a special class for the parents. And he's using you as an example of what alert, conscientious citizens should do to make our highways safer.
You don't say.
Yeah, he even made up a slogan for the new class.
Oh, and what is that?
You can teach an old dog new tricks.
Well, how about that? Yesterday, I found out that my children think I'm a senior citizen. And today, I find out that Mr. Davis thinks I'm an old dog.
Well, if the old dog is ready, supper's on the table.
You want a translation on that? I'm hungry.
Although both of you have been driving for many years, I'm going to start this series of lessons in precisely the same way I would start with a new teenage driver.
Oh, I think that's an excellent idea, Mr. Davis.
Yeah, there might be some very important steps we'd forgotten and that we're overlooking, Mr.
Well,
yes.
I'm glad you're so cooperative, Mr. and Mrs. Ruggles. Now, this is the ignition key. You put it in the ignition and turn it.
Oh, well, we haven't been overlooking that.
No.
Well, now, the actual operation of a motor vehicle is extremely simple.
Oh, I'm sure you'll make it so.
The manufacturers and designers have made it so simple, even a child can operate one. Automatic shift, no clutch, power brakes, power steering, power seats, power windows. The whole thing becomes absurdly easy to operate.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right, Mr. Davis. They've gotten the automobile to the point where it's almost as easy to drive as a horse and buggy.
Yeah. However, the skill of maneuvering a vehicle on the streets and highways and through traffic is where most drivers fall down.
Pedestrians fall down. Drivers pile up.
Yeah, very witty, Mr. Ruggles.
Yeah, I thought it was,
yeah,
too.
Very. And oh, so apropos. Now then, our first lesson will be in driving out of your driveway. And here is where we must learn a very difficult but very essential art. How to drive in the reverse position. Now, if you'll observe, I push the gear into the reverse position. I look in the rearview mirror. All's clear. Now I press the accelerator. Then, as we move slowly backward, I place my head out the window and look toward the rear of the car.
Yeah, look out for that thing.
Poor Mr. Davis.
I should have told you about that tree, Mr. Davis. You know, it's right next to the driveway, but we all think it's so beautiful, we just can't bear to cut it down.
Did you get the number on that truck?
Oh, dear. You've got an awful lump on the side of your head, Mr. Davis.
Oh.
Let me go and get a cool cloth.
All right, Margaret. And while we're waiting, Mr. Davis, maybe we can go over that ignition key part again, huh?
The Ruggles are still struggling through the first day. With trouble piling up on them, what will tomorrow bring? One thing is certain, things aren't going to be any easier for the Ruggles. Tune in tomorrow at the same time for another episode in the life of the Ruggles, starring Charlie Ruggles and Hanley Stafford as Mr. Williams, with Olin Soule as Mr. Davis. Roy Rowan speaking.